Okay. Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Erevin, daf Yud Beis. Okay, we're on Yud Alf Amid Beis, and we're finishing up. Yesterday's daf was dedicated to the topic of Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara says that if you make it Tzuras HaPesach, so basically you've created a wall, a legal wall. The discussion yesterday started with the question of, look, we know that our Mishnah says that once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so then it can be wider than 10 amos. Can it be higher than 20 amos, meaning that in our Mishnah we learned basically two halachas. One is that the korah that's put in the front of a mav can't be higher than 20 amos. And we also learned that the width of the entrance of the korah cannot be wider than 10 amos. So we have it, so the Mishnah says that if you have it Tzuras HaPesach, ain tzarich lamayit, then you don't have to minimize its width. Does that also mean that you don't have to minimize its height as well? And basically, the answer of the Gemara yesterday was, that's correct. You don't have to minimize neither the height nor the width. So with a Tzuras HaPesach, so if you create a wall, and so therefore, there's no height limitation, there's no width limitation. Essentially, that was yesterday's daf. We learned some halachas regarding the Tzuras HaPesach. There are requirements of the Tzuras HaPesach. Some are accepted la halacha, some are not accepted la halacha. Number one, it has to be, the Tzuras HaPesach has to go off the top of the lechayayim. Sorry, the lentil. The top of the Tzuras HaPesach has to go off the top of the lechayayim. It cannot be minatzad. It can't, the string or whatever lentil you use, it can't go off the sides of the post. It has to go off the top of the post. We also learned yesterday that it has to be bria, it has to be strong, the Tzuras HaPesach, to be able to hold the door, although the Gemara then qualified, not really a strong door, just a door, a straw door, but in other words, it has to be able to hold up some modicum of a door. And then the last halacha, which is that a Tzuras HaPesach needs hekker tzir. It needs a bolt where basically the door goes into the Tzuras HaPesach. On that last part, the Gemara acknowledges that that's not an absolute requirement. That's not accepted la halacha. But in terms of going off the top, in terms of being strong enough to hold some modicum of a door, so those both of those are recorded la halacha. What about? And the last thing we learned is that the side posts don't need to actually touch the lentil. So that means that there could be some room, could be a lot of room between the side posts and the actual lentil over the going over the top. That would be sufficient. That would be enough, and that of course is also accepted la halacha. Okay, that is all. Just a quick recap of what we did yesterday. We ended off yesterday with a story, a rather fantastic story. Rav Sheshes made an Erev around the city where the sides didn't touch the top, which, again, la halacha, that's fine. But Reish Galusa heard about it. Reish Galusa, and by the way, Rav Sheshes wasn't the one who actually put up the... No, it wasn't Rav Sheshes. I apologize. It was Rav Nachman. Right, it was Rav Nachman who constructed. Now I got the name straight. Rav Nachman was the one who constructed the Erev in the town. The Reish Galusa heard about it. So the Reish Galusa, Rav Sheshes was the one. Thank you. Rav Sheshes was the one who took it down. Rav Sheshes had actually asked his assistant to take it down, presumably because Rav Sheshes was blind. Be challenging for him to take it down. So he asked one of his attendants to take it down. He in fact took it down. And the Reish Galusa took the attendant of Rav Sheshes, threw him in jail. Rav Sheshes took him out of jail. Okay, that's... So in other words, someone was imprisoned over an Erev, basically, is the last thing we saw yesterday. Okay. Ashkech Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Rav Shmuel. So we are continuing now from where we left off yesterday. We are smack in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's right halfway. It's about halfway down the page, halfway up. And the first words in the line are Pok Ta Nafak Va'asa. Okay. Ashkeche Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. The Gemara now tells the story of Rav Sheshes speaking to Rabba. Amalei Tanimar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Well, what can you tell me about Tzuras HaPesach? You know halachas about it? Amalei In Tanina. He says, yes, I do. Have the following halacha. Kippa, now we're going to be discussing an entrance that is shaped like a dome. Okay? Kippa. Right? Like the kippa on the head. It's a dome-shaped entrance. So we have a machlokas over here between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether or not there's a requirement for a mezuzah. This entrance is going into a house. It's going into a courtyard. Okay, whatever the case is. And we're having a debate whether or not this entrance requires a mezuzah. So, and they are both in agreement that if at the base of the dome it is 10 tefachim wide, so you're going to be chayev in a mezuzah. Now, obvious question is, what's going on over here? Meaning, we have a dome, and we have a machlokus between Tanaim, whether or not this dome requires a mezuzah or does not require a mezuzah. And the obvious question, which we beg to ask, is what's going on? Now, by the way, I'm sorry. I said the base of its ten tefachim, the height of its ten tefachim. Now, Amar Rabbi, how come Odimim Gova Asara Ve'in Beraglash Shlosha Inami Yesh Beraglash Shlosha Ve'in Gova Asara Ve'lo Klam? Okay, look. In terms of what is a minimum entrance, I mean, we've talked about this before, but now we're reiterating. Minimum entrance has to be 10 tefachim high. Okay, minimum. Minimum entrance has to be 10 tefachim high and has to be 4 tefachim across. Okay, minimum entrance. If it does not comply to either one of those, or to both, I should say, it's not a Pesach, it's not an entrance, it does not require a mezuzah. Ki pligi b'yesh b'ragla gemel v'gova asara. So basically, the machlokas goes as follows. The base of it is, in fact, 4 tefachim wide, and that's true going up for the first 3 tefachim. Okay. And from the center, from the base of the center to the tip of the dome, it's 10 tefachim high. Ve'ein rach v'arba. Now, obviously, because it's a dome, that means that it's coming in. Right? The dome is now starting to conform inward. So the Gemara says, here's what's going on. So keep living with Yesh Baragla, Gimav Gova Asar, Ve'ein rach v'arba. V'yesh bo lachok lahashlimo la'arba. However, it is a dome, but not like the arch in St. Louis, right? For all those who speak St. Louis. In other words, it's not just a single line that goes across, but rather it is actually built into a wall. The actual entrance is carved into a wall. So there's a lot of wall around it. And here what we're arguing about is the concept of chokikin lahashlim. Rameir Safar Chokin Lahashlim, Rabban Safar In Chokin Lahashlim. Rameir is a very interesting position, which is the following. That even though right now it doesn't have minimum dimensions of an entrance. Again, entrance is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. And by 4 tefachim wide, we mean from the base all the way to the top. Here, because it's an arch shape, because it's a dome, so when you get to the top, it's less than 4 tefachim. Rav Meir says, as long as there's wall over there, and you could carve it out, it's as if you carved it out, and so therefore, it has the shear of 10 tefachim tall, and 4 tefachim wide. So Amalei Mishkach Lehu Lo Temelu Lebei Reish Galusa V'lo Midi Mehamasisa Dekipam. So Rav Sheshes hears this brisa. Now remember, Rav Sheshes was the one who took down the entire Eruv, and Rav Sheshes says, look, if you see anyone from the house of the Reish Galusa, please make sure not to pass this brisa along to the house of the Reish Galusa. It would be difficult against my psak. And okay, in other words, it sounds a little bit strange. It does sound like he's trying to conceal information, so he does not get totally tripped up in halacha. Okay, but in the meantime, however, that is the discussion of Cholkik Elahashlam. All right, we're back to the Mishnah now. We're back to a discussion of how to fix a mavui. Again, we're back to our basic construct of the first parak of Erevin. We're talking about a mavui. A mavui is that alleyway, that closed alleyway, where three walls opens up into Rishus HaRabim, and as we're going to learn in today's daf, and we already discussed it once before, it needs minimum 2 chatzeros opening up into the mavui, and each chatzer needs 2 houses. How do you fix the mavui? Meaning there needs to be some sort of hecker at the entrance of the mavui to demarcate and to delineate that this is where the mavui ends and this is where the Rishus HaRabim begins. And that's done either through a lechi or korah. Good. Everything we've been discussing now for nearly 2 weeks. So our Mishnah is going to present to us, that's in fact a machlokas tanaim, what exactly you do at the entrance. Hechsher mavui, Beit Shammai omrim lechi v'korah. So Beit Shammai's position is you need both. Lechi and the korah. Beit Hillel omrim o lechi o korah. Beit Hillel says no, either one or the other, you don't need both. Rabbi Eliezer omer lecha yayin. Now Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you need 2 lechis. One lechi on one side and another lechi on the other side. And does he mean also a korah? Stay tuned. We're going to discuss that in the Gemara. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Talmid Echa. Now there's a student, an anonymous student, who says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, and he's quoting Rabbi Yishmael in front of Rabbi Akiva, and he says the following: Lo nechlugu beishamay beisalad mavushu upachos me'arba amos shunita arba lechil bekara aman nechlugu avracha me'arba amos v'ad eser shebeishamay armim lechil bekara beisal armim o lechil okara. Now look, we already learned the maximum width of the entrance of the mavush is 10 amos. So basically, in our mishnah, we were introduced to machlokes between beishamay and beisalad. Beit Shammai says you need both, Alechi and Korah. Beit Hillel says no, either Alechi or a Korah. And what this student is saying in the name of Rabbi Yishmael is, yes, they're debating, but that's only if the entrance is anywhere from 4 Amos to 10 Amos. But if the entrance of the Mavui is less than 4 Amos, not Tfachim, but 4 Amos, there is no debate, everybody agrees, because the entrance is so narrow. Now, 4 amos is not that narrow, meaning we're going to be talking later on this morning about entrances that are 4 tfachim, which is basically a foot wide. But in other words, if the entrance is 4 amos, so then Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree, you're good. Meaning, good meaning, you only need either a lechi or a korah, and Beit Shammai is not going to have this requirement of both lechi and korah. Then it'll be a square, and then it's not going to have status of Mavui, then it'll be status of Chatzar. Right. No, in other words, right. So if it's 4 amos, it's got to be narrower than it is, right, than it is wide. So, sorry. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva hears this anonymous student quoting Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, I disagree. Al zeh v'zeh nechleku. You're wrong. Simple. You're just simply wrong. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing over the Tikkun Mavui, irrespective of how wide the entrance is. If the entrance is 2 Amos, 3 Amos, 4 Amos, 5 Amos, there's still going to be a debate between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. It's interesting, by the way, Lamaisa, it's not going to make a difference to us, because we follow the opinion of Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel, either way you learn the Machlokas, Beit Hillel only requires either Alechi or Korah. So in terms of Halacha, the needle hasn't moved at all. But okay, but in other words, but still, you want to get the machlokas straight. You want to be correct about how you're bringing down the machlokas. And Rabbi Akiva feels that the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is irrespective of how wide or narrow the entrance of the Mavui is. So keman d'lo kechanan v'lo ketanakam. Now the Gemara starts off with an assumption that when we're talking about a Mavui in our mission, we're talking about a Mavui mefulash. It's a cut through Mavui going from one Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim. Now, if you remember, we already discussed this at length. Back on Daf Vav, and there we had a machlokis between the Tanakam and Chananya, whether you need a Tzuras HaPesach or whether you need doors. And the Gemara immediately says, so what's going on in our mission over here? But the Gemara answers very simply, Amar Rav Yehuda, Achikam Re'ach Shemavui Sasam Ketzad. You misunderstood. We're not talking about a Mavui Mefulash in our Mishnah. We are talking about a Mavui Sasam. It's a cul-de-sac. It's a closed Mavui. Beishamar Omim Lachi V'Kor, Beisol Omim O Lachi Okara. Beishamar Omim Lachi V'Kor, Lamem Tekasavi, Beishamar Arba Mechitzas Doraisa. Now, by virtue of the fact that Beishamar requires a Lachi and a Kor, it sounds like you really got to seal up that fourth wall. I mean, when I say seal up, by the way, I don't actually mean make a fourth wall. But the idea that you need both Lechi and Korah makes it sound like you're really trying to give status to that fourth wall. So the Gemara says, does that mean that according to Beit Shammai, four walls creates a mechitza? Lo. Lizrok b'shalosh in the mechayv letal ta'adika arba. And the Gemara says, no. For Beit Shammai, one could say that really three walls is Rishus Yachid. If I threw into that area from a Rishus HaRabim, you'd be chayev. We're not talking about creating liability. We're talking about the ability to carry in the Mavui. You can carry in the Mavui only when you fix the fourth wall. And by fixing the fourth wall, according to Beit Shammai, you need a Lechi and a Korah. Beit Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. Now Beit Hillel says either a Lechi or a Korah. So Lema Kasari Beit Hillel Shosh Mechitzas Daraisa. Does that mean that we can say conclusively that according to Beit Hillel, three walls creates a Mechitza? Because look, if all I'm putting on the fourth wall is just a Lechi or just a Korah, that's not creating a fourth wall, so it must be three walls, is a Mechitza Min HaTorah. Lo, Lizrok Mishtayim, the Gemara says, no, what you could argue is the following. Now, the Gemara is just arguing. The Gemara does not mean, I don't think. The Gemara does not mean that Beit Hillel actually holds two walls as a Mechitza. Later on this morning, we're going to learn that there is a Tana who says that two walls is a Mechitza, I'm sorry, two walls is a Rishus Yachid, that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but I do not think the Gemara right now is saying that Beis Hillel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. I believe the Gemara right now is just simply saying, this is what you could argue. You could argue that really two walls is a Rishus Yachid, but letaltel adika shalosh. But to be able to carry in that area, you need a third wall, and oh, by the way, also a kora or a lechi. Rabbi Lazar amar lechayayim. Rabbi Lazar says you need two lechis. Zibalu Rabbi Lazar lechayayim v'kora kamar. Odim alechayim below kora kamar. Now look, here's what we know. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, again, whose position we don't accept lahalacha, but Rabbi Lazar says you need a lechi on both sides of the entrance of the mavui. Does that mean that when you're putting two lechis, are you putting a kora over the top? Or to put it even in simpler terms, according to Rabbi Eliezer, do you need a tzuras haPesach? Essentially, is what the Gemara wants to know. Tashma, Ma'aser Rabbi Lazar Shalach Chetz Rabbi Yossi Ben Preda Tamido La Ovalin. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Eliezer, who goes together with another Tana, Rabbi Yossi Ben Preda. They go to the town of Ovalin. Umatzu Shiyoshe B'Mavui Shein Lo Ela Lechi Echad. And they're sitting in a mavui, and there's only one lechi. And how do you think Rabbi Eliezer is going to react? Amalo Beni Asei Lechi Acher. So he says, that's not enough. You need to add another lechi. So I'm a love echila, so small on each tzarech. Now here, the important part of, the entire story is important. But the part to focus on is the reaction. What are you talking about? I need to be so same? I need to seal that fourth wall? Okay, that's right. We're going to come back to that in just a moment. I'm a I'm a Rabbi Elazar's answer is very simple. Yep. Seal it. So Amr Shimon Gamil and Echlu Beshame Besol Amavu Shupachus Marba Amosh and Esar Klum. Now what we're doing now is we're going on in the Braisa, meaning we're going to come back and focus on that line of Gemara, of that Braisa. But in the meantime, however, just to finish up the Braisa, way according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole debate between Beshame and Bezalel is over Amavui. There is no debate when the mavu is less than 4 amos. She'ein otzarech klum, it doesn't require anything. Amanech leku arecho me'arba amos, v'ad esar, she'beit shamar omim lechi v'kor, beit shamar omim o lechi o'kore. When it is going from 4 amos to 10 amos, so then we have a debate in terms of what exactly is your tikkun for that fourth wall. Is it a lechi or a kore, that's beit shamar, or is it lechi v'kore, and that would be beit shamar. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if you remember what we learned back in the Mishnah, so it comes out that Rav Shimon Gamliel is basically saying almost the same thing as the anonymous student who was quoting Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? Almost the same thing. The Gemara in a moment is going to point out there's a small discrepancy. In the meantime, however, Ketani Miyaz, V'chilas Osman Itzarech. Look, Rabbi Eliezer came to a town of Ovila. He saw that there was a Mavui. He saw it was only one lechi, and he said that's not right. You got to put up a second lechi. And the response was, you mean to have to seal it up? Look, when he said you have to add another lechi, what he meant was another lechi plus a kora going over the top. So then you understand the reaction. What are you talking about? It starts at Pesach. Meaning, you want me to make a fourth wall? V'chilis so small? Are you looking to seal it up? So that makes a lot of sense. Ella, I amat lechayim below kora, my so small. But if all Rabbi Eliezer was requiring was just simply two lechayim, so then the reaction seems to be a bit much. The Gemara says, "Hachi kamar no v'chilis so small b'lechayim anitzarich." We can still understand the reaction. The word sosim just simply means to seal it up. Maybe he felt that if I had a lechi to the other side, it would really look like we are covering up the entrance. Literally, of course, we're not. Literally, there's plenty of room to people for walking in and out, but once I put a post on one side, and once I put a post on the other side, it makes it look like no one's to pass through. From this Braisa, it's not clear when Rabbi Eliezer says that you require two lechayim, does that mean and a kora on the top? Undetermined. Which lahalacha is not going to impact us because we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, but we're not the Gemara has not concluded what exactly Rabbi Eliezer is requiring. So the Gemara quotes the second part of the Braisa, where it sounds like if the entrance of the Mavu is less than 4 amos, you don't need anything. Now the Gemara says, now that doesn't make any sense. Because when you look back at our Mishnah, even Rabbi Yishmael, who's more makel, who Rabbi Akiva dismissed, but even Rabbi Yishmael, when it's below 4 amos, requires either a lechi or kara. So Amamashi achi kamen, it's a lechi v'kara kebe shamai, v'lo lechayam ke Rabbi Eliezer, ela o lechi o kara kebe selel. So the Gemara says again, we're going to go to the Braisa, and we're going to say that's the pshat in the Braisa as well. Even though the Braisa literally means you don't need anything, meaning you don't need anything relative to what we spoke about. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, you need lechi v'kara. No, you don't need that. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need two lechayayim. No, you don't need that as well. It would be simply enough if you put either a lechi or a kara if it's less than 4 amos. Okay, so we were miyashi of the Braisa with our Mishnah. Okay, an assumption going into this whole discussion is the following. Look, as you're reducing the size of the entrance of the Mavui, there's less of a requirement for Kora Lechi. Now again, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. Meaning Rabbi Akiva feels that Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel argue even when it's below 4 amos. But the idea from the Mishnah is that as the entrance gets reduced, there's less of a need for a demarcation. The Gemara basically now is going to assume there will become a point where the entrance of the Mavui is so narrow, we can all agree. I don't need a lechi, I don't need a korah, it's just so narrow, you just simply don't need anything. And what exactly is that point? What exactly is that entrance? Now, mind you, by the way, that it can't be anything less than 4 tefachim, because, as we said time and again, there's no such thing as an entrance that's less than 4 tefachim wide. So, in other words, we know that 4 tefachim is like the smallest number we can go down to. So, but is there a number that's larger than 4 tefachim where at which point in time I don't need any type of tikkun? V'kama? Am Rav Achli v'item Rav Yechiel ad arba'ah. So the Gemara quotes in the name of either Rav Achli or Rabbi Yechiel. No, 4 tefachim. Meaning, were you talking about a really narrow mavui? I mean, this is an alleyway. If the entrance of this mavui is 4 tefachim, I mean, literally, you're talking about basically a foot of width to get through the doorway. But once it's 4 tefachim, I don't need neither a lechi nor a kora. I'm Rav Sheshet, I'm Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, I'm Rav Modim Chacham l'Rav Lazar b'Pasik Chatzir. Okay, now, sorry, I should have, before I read on the Gemara, I should have paused. I'm going to do that right now. And let's just introduce the upcoming Gemara. Okay, we've talked about this before, but let's make sure that we're clear. Up until now, we are talking about how to fix that fourth wall. But we're speaking specifically about a mavui. In other words, if it doesn't have the label mavui, if it's not another type of reshus hayachid, let's for our purposes call it a chatzir, so then we're not given these rights to make these like small little corrections at the entrance. If it's a mavui, you take a little stick, a thin little stick, 10 tefachim high, you put it at the side of the entrance of the mavui. It's not a big deal. Meaning, it's nearly nothing. Or, over the top, put a kara over the top of the entrance of the mavui. Meaning, these are small corrections to help people recognize this is where the mavui ends, and this is where the Rishus HaRambam begins. However, if it doesn't have the mavui status, now, mavui status, remember, we're going to say it again today, but let's just remind ourselves. What gives something the status of a mavui? A, it's got to be narrower than it is wide, than it is, sorry, it's got to be longer than it is wide. Okay, and when I'm talking about length, I'm talking about from the entrance to the back wall. So it's got to be longer than it is wide. And B, it's got to have 2 chatzeres opened up to it, and each minimum, and each chatzer having 2 houses, minimum. Okay, that is what gives something the status of a mavul. If it's another enclosed area, opened up to a reshus harabim, so it doesn't have mavui status, it has chatzar status. Now, even if the chatzar has 3 walls around it, it will not be enough to just simply put a little lechi or a little kor over the top and now say we're good. because it's a chatzer and because it's opened up to an area that you cannot go to, so it needs a more significant correction of that fourth wall. And now essentially what we're going to be discussing for nearly the remainder of today is what exactly is going to be that correction for a chatzer that's opened up into a Rishus HaRabim. Now, I'm saying Rishus HaRabim, by the way, it doesn't have to be Rishus HaRabim, any area that you cannot carry from the chatzer to. So the Gemara now discusses this very topic. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Moim Chacham L'Rabbi Elazar B'Pasei Chatzer, that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Pasei Chatzer. Meaning, by Mavui, we have a debate. The Chachamim say you only need one Lechi on one side. By Chatzer, at least according to Rav Sheshes, there is no debate. Everyone agrees, you need for the Chatzer, opened up to the Rishus HaRabim, a pas on both sides. Now, by the way, you'll notice that when we talk about chatzer, we're not going to use the word lechi, we're going to use the word pasim. Now, why should that? Now, pasim just simply means a board. Now, why are we switching? Why are we using the word pas as opposed to lechi? As you'll see in just a moment, sometimes it needs to be thick. Sometimes it needs to be four tefachim thick. And so that's why we use the word pas. Lechi just simply means a pole. And it could be a mashu. There is no width to the lechi. But pas has at times has to be thick.
The requirement for pas is different than the shudyachid. Because yesterday you said if you put four brackets in the middle of the desert, you can...
Correct. In other words, that's pasi beiros. Correct.
But that's yachid. It's different.
And that would create a rishus yachid.
It's different than pas.
No. In other words, there, if you think about that structure, you have your pasim. Meaning, in every side... you're flanked with two walls. So there you have your pasim. Here, we're talking about one, two, three walls, and the fourth wall is totally open. So for the chatzer, it requires a correction on that fourth wall. And that correction would be, well, that's why now what we're going to discuss. So according to Rav Sheshes, it needs a pas on both sides of the entrance. Rav Nachman Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. And Rav Nachman says, Allah is like Rav Elazar, but Pasei Chatzer. I'm Rav Nachman, Yitzhak, Man Modim, Rebbe. So the Gemara says, and who agrees? Rebbe. Halach Mechal Depligi, Man Palag Allah, Rabbanan. And who argues? The Chachamim, Detanya. The Gemara introduces us to the following Braisa. Chatzer, Niteres, Bepasechad, Rebbe Omer, Bishnei Pasim. That when it comes to a Chatzer, and it's open on the fourth side, how do you correct it? How do you allow people to carry in the chatzir? So according to the Tanakama, pas echad, according to Rebbe, shnei pasim. Shnei pasim means a board on each side. Now, Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, chatzir tzricha shnei pasim. The Gemara quotes in the Amar of Yochanan, two pasim. Amar Rebbe Zeru, Rebbe Asi, mi Amar Rebbe Yochanan, hachi. Is that really Rebbe Yochanan's position? V'ha'at hu da'amart, mishmeid Rebbe Yochanan, pas echad tzricha shehei bahen dalin. I have another statement by Rebbe Yochanan who says that when you're putting the pas, the board, the beam on the fourth wall of the chatzer that's opened up to Rishus HaRabim, that beam has to be four tefachim wide. Now, v'chitei marba mikan varba mikan. Now, maybe he meant, yeah, on both sides. The Gemara says, that's ridiculous. That's not correct. V'atini rev adabar avi mikamid de rabbi chanina varmile kamid de rabbi chanina bar papi ketana b'yasa gedola b'achas esrei. Do you remember we just did this a couple days ago where we had two chatzers opening up one into another? One was large, one was small. Chatzer ketana, chatzer gedola. I told you we're going to keep having this prototype case again and again. And do you remember a couple days ago we pointed out that we have a braisa that says that the small chatzer is 10 amas wide, the large chatzer is 11 amas wide. Now, if you're going to assume that it is centrally situated, where the chatzer ketana is centered into the chatzer gedola, so that means that there's going to be a little wall on the fourth side of the chatzer gedola. Well, what do I mean by little wall? Well, if it's a one amma discrepancy, and I'm centering the chatzer ketana, so that means it's a half an amma on one side, a half an amma on the other side. What is a half an amma? Three tefachim. So the Gemara says, how can you suggest that what Rav Yochanan requires for the chatzer, in order to fix that fourth wall, is a four tefach wall on this side and a four tefach wall on this side, when clearly we know by the case of chatzer ketana versus chatzer gedola, that it's only three tefachim on one side and three tefachim on the other side. So now the Gemara is going to finally reveal to us a point that we're going to hear again and again. Ki salik Rabbi Zera miyame parsha. Rabbi Zera came from the ocean. He was at sea, and he explained beruach achas bar ba'a mishtei ruchas mashalakan mashalakan. Okay, here we go. You want to fix your chatzar. Your chatzar is opened up into a reshus harabim. In other words, three walls around, fourth wall opened up into a reshus harabim. You want to fix your chatzar so that you can carry your chatzar. Not a problem. If you're going to use one wall, that wall has to be significant. How significant? Four tefachim wide. If you're going to use two walls on either side, mashahu. Then you could use any amount. Okay, and that is... Right, that's the yishuv of Rav Yochanan, and that's the accepted halacha. Good. So now, let's say it. The difference between a mavui and a chatzir, a mavui, again, it needs the status of a mavui, which I discussed a couple of minutes ago, how to get that status. A mavui only needs either a lechi or a korah. And by lechi, we mean even one lechi would be enough. A chatzir, either pas arba'ah, a beam on the side of four tefachim wide, or... two posts on either side, either one, but then once I have two, they can be any width. Mashul kan, mashul kan. V'hadini adabravimi rabihi. Now, what about the brisa that we just quoted, where I have the two chatzeros that are side by side, chatzer gadol, chatzer katana. Now there I had sides on both, posts on both, but each post was three tefachim. Why three? So first of all, it's holding like Rabbi, which means that you need two. B'savah like Rav Yossi, who, and also in turn holds like Rav Yossi, that each one of them needs to be minimum three tefachim wide. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, chatzer nitaras b'pas echad. A chatzer can work with one post. I'm Rabbi Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Shmuel, hachiva, I'm Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Chanin, b'shila atlo tavid uvda, ela ober of dofen. Well, don't do anything unless you filled it up with either majority of the wall, we're talking about that fourth wall, majority of the wall, or two posts on the two sides of the fourth wall. Amale va'ana lo yadana de uvda hava bedura de reusa. Yeah, I know the following. Story back in the shepherd's camp. Lashona yam nichlas the chatzer, where I had a fourth wall of the chatzer. It was breached. And not only was it breached, it was breached into an ocean. Ocean has what kind of status? Karmelis. So now we're talking about transferring from the chatzer, which is a reshus yachid, to the ocean, which is a karmelis. Anyway, va'asal kamid Rav Yehuda, v'lo itzruchu ela pas echad. And now the matter came in front of Rav Yehuda, and he says, you're good, meaning all you need to do is put one slat of wood on along one of the sides, and you're fine. So he says, well, wait, hold on one second, slow down. That's an ocean, meaning that was accessing water. Whenever it comes time to accessing water, the rabbis were making. Can I make hanging walls? Meaning, let's say your house, like in Vienna, let's say your house backs up into onto water, and now you want to transfer the water into your house. Well, how are you going to do that? Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to create hanging walls right outside your window. You'll create four walls. It won't go all the way down to the ground. It'll just hang down for, let's say, 10 tefachim. We have the principle known as good achis, where the walls continue to go down legally. And now what I could do is I could take a bucket, put it down through the walls, and draw the water up through the bucket. Can I do that? Even though the walls themselves are hanging in air, and Amarlayin, Mechitza Tuliya Materas Ala Bamayim, Kal Shekila Chachamim Bamayim. And the answer is very simply, yeah, that's fine, that's not a problem. But that's because it's water. And anytime you have an ability to access water, water is super important, right? So anytime you have an ability to access water, so as long as you are conforming to the minimum halachic requirements of walls, you're good. Even though the walls are suspended, they're hanging. But in other areas of halacha, the chachamim frown upon mechitzas tuluyos. And when I say frown, I mean they don't like it. Right? In other words, you can't use it. But for water, you could use it. So here also, you're talking about a chatzah that's opened up into a yam. And now we're talking about accessing water. So here, in other words, whatever the Chachamim would allow over here cannot be served as a precedent for other times that there's a chatzar where the fourth wall is breaching into Rishus HaRabim. There would be more of a requirement. Mikol makom kashya. The Gemara says, but in the meantime, however, it still is difficult. Because on one hand, Shmuel says two. On another hand, Shmuel says one. And here we go again. Kiyasa Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Yeshua. It's the same response that we gave for Shmuel that we gave already for Rabbi Yochanan, which is that for a chaser, fourth wall is breaching into an area that you cannot go into. So, the way to be misakin that fourth wall is either pas arba'a, one slat on one side being four tvachim wide, or two on either side, but the two being a mashu. Amra papi kashli ha kashli da amra leishmol la rav chinen abashila alo tavidu of the ella ober of dofen obishne pasen. I'll tell you what. Here's what bothers me. A statement made by Shmuel, which is, don't allow any carrying in the chatzar until you seal up most of the wall or two slats on the side. Now, I understand two slats on the side. We just spoke about that. But most of the wall? What does that mean? So lamali rov dofen bepasar basagi, as we just got done saying, that if I decide not to use two slats, but if I decide to make one slat, it has to be four tvachim. But what does he mean covering up most of the wall? V'chitem amai berov dofen bedofen shiva deba arba havale rov dofen. And maybe creatively, the Gemara suggested it's talking about the following scenario. Maybe that fourth wall is total seven tvachim wide. And so in that case, he's going to require majority, because if I'm not going to put pass on one side, pass on the other side, and I'm only going to use one pass, it only need be four tfachim. And in this particular case, four tfachim happens to represent the majority of the wall. So lamali arba b'shlosha mashu usagi. But then the Gemara says, if that's what we're talking about, where the wall in totality is seven tfachim wide, you don't need four. Three would be enough. What? Three and a little bit more than three. Why? Because remember what we talked about earlier, where we said that if the entrance of the Mavui is only four tzvachim wide, I don't need any correction whatsoever. I don't need a lechi, I don't need a korah. So here, you would only imagine the same thing would be true by a chatzir. If the entrance of the chatzir is only four tzvachim wide, I don't need anything. So if I have the entirety of the fourth walls being seven tfachim from end to end, and I put a slat that's three tfachim, so shouldn't that be enough? E by yisema kan b'chatzir kan b'mavui, e by yisema d'rav achli gufa tanayi. So the Gemara says, first of all, when we said that four tfachim, you don't need any tikkun whatsoever, that's by a mavui. Remember, we're more mako by a mavui. By a mavui, we say you only need either a lechi or a korah. So if the entrance in the Mavui is only four tefachim wide, so then I don't need any of that. But we're more makel by a Mavui. But when it comes to a chatzer, no. In other words, you're going to need some sort of correction, even if the entrance is only four tefachim wide. That's one suggestion of the Gemara. Or another suggestion of the Gemara is, not everyone agrees, and it could be that Tanaim disagree with this statement made by Rav Achlai. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We're at the end of the Amud. We're now in the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're three lines from the bottom. A quick recap, which is really straightforward. By a Mavui, either a Lechi or a Korah, if the entrance of the Mavui is now reduced to four Tfachim, then you don't need any type of correction. By a Chatzer opening up into a Rishus Rabim, or into any area that you can't carry into. So now we have it said in the name of Yochanan. We've now also said in the name of Shmuel. Either a pas arba'a, a four tfachim slat on one side of that fourth wall, or that fourth side, or pas mikan or pas mikan. Two slats on either side, but they could be of any width. Okay, let's go on. Tanu Rabbanan. Lashon Yamanich Letzachatzer Ein Memalin Heman B'Shabbos Dil Mekin Yesh LaMechitza Gavo Yutfachim. Let's say you have an ocean or any body of water that is now basically entering into your chatzar, okay? Beachfront property. And not only beachfront property, but some of the water now is in your chatzar. Now, normally that means that probably your house is about to be flooded, but until that point in time, wonderful, I have access to water. Although, if we're talking about an ocean, I mean, the water is not that exciting. I mean, but okay, but it's water. So can I draw from that water? So the Braisa says yes, but only if there are mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high. And that's only if the gaping hole, meaning the fourth side, is open wider than 10 amos. But if the entrance of that is ocean side is only 10 amos, that's fine because that's just simply a Pesach. So, ain't zaraklum, emalehu, I'm sorry, period. Okay. So, in other words, once the ocean side, the ocean, literally, ocean side of your chatzer is greater than 10 amos, so then there needs to be some sort of seawall, 10 tvachim high, that demarcates the fourth side and the ocean. If, however, the entrance is only 10 amos wide or smaller than 10 amos wide, so then you don't need the seawall at all. That's just simply an entrance, and then you can access the water. The Gemara says, let's think about this a little bit more. Memalehu delo memalinan. Hatiltule mitaltalinan. The Gemara says, now I don't understand. It sounds like from the Braisa that the only thing which is prohibited is drawing the water. But it does sound like from the Braisa that you're allowed to carry in such a chatzer. But I don't understand that. If that side, the fourth side that's open up to the ocean, is more than 10 amos, that's called the pirtza. It's an exposure. And it's an exposure to an area that you cannot carry. The yam is a karmelis. The chatzar is obviously Rishos Yachid. I can't transfer from Rishos Yachid to a karmelis. That's Azam and the Rabbanan. Anytime your chatzar is nifratz to an area that it can't carry, so by extension, that means that you're not allowed to carry in the chatzar itself. So how does that work? How are you allowed to carry in such a chatzar? Hacha b'mayathinan v'ifle gedudei. So the Gemara's answer is very simple, very straightforward. Well, I'm going to take back very simple, but a very straightforward answer. Ifle gedudei, there's still some modicum seawall. Rashi writes, top of the amun mashinisham, it appears to be gova asara avalayam kisa'u. Underneath the water, there's still remnant of wall. The wall on the fourth side is 10 tefachim high. I don't see the wall. The wall is covering it. But there is a wall over there.
It's under the water. It doesn't serve as a heker.
You see, heker is not required over here because, remember, we're talking about a chatzer, and the chatzer does have not three walls, but four walls. So, in other words, heker is only when literally there's no wall on the fourth side, so then I need some sort of correction for that fourth side. Here there is a wall, but the water is covering it. Okay, but perhaps, and this really bothers Tosfos, and I encourage, please, take a look at Tosfos, who struggles with this, Perish Rashi. Take a look at the top Tosfos on the Samud. Aval hayam kisal v'kasha, demikom akom maishna delenin tilto chashiva mechitza, ule'ingen milui lo chashiva. So Tosos, I mean, maybe this is what you're driving at. Tosos says, I don't understand. If there's a 10 wall, if there's a 10 tefach mechitz on the fourth side, which allows you to carry in such a chatzer, because now basically it's encased on all four sides, so then why can't you draw? And by drawing, what we mean by that is taking from the water, not that's on the other side of the wall, but taking from the water, which is on your side, on the interior of the wall. Why can't I draw from that water? If there's in fact a wall over there and the wall's 10 tefachim high, so shouldn't that basically now make any water inside the chatzer as part and parcel of the chatzer? And later on the Masechta, please go further in Tosfos. We're not going to go through it right now, but later on in the Masechta, we're going to talk about the communication of water from one side of the Rishus Yachid to the other side of Rishus Yachid. Okay, but it is difficult in terms of why the wall works for carrying in the chatzer, but it doesn't allow you to draw water which has entered into the chatzer. Okay.
So in other words, if you had a seawall like they have on the inner coast.
Yes.
You could.
That's a mechitza.
You could walk around.
My normal disclaimer, but in theory, if you have a seawall and it goes all the way around, that's a mechitza, that's a wall. So, okay. The we were just discussing this, but this is just a discussion. This is not any type of reasonable conclusion. In other words, Manhattan's got seawall all around it. Okay, so the argument was attempted to have been made. Well, okay, good. So you're a great starting point, meaning you have now a wall over the entirety of the island. Okay, the island is extraordinarily large. You can't see one end from the other end. Okay, especially the north-south. Anyway, but yes, right, conceptually the answer is yes. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shel Nishtafa. If I have a Mavui and I didn't create Shita for a Mavui.
I know this comes as a shock, but the buses are running a little late, so we're going to be delayed a few minutes.
It's my own personal boss call. Knowing I want to get through the discussion. The I'm reviewing a mavui shel nishtafa bo. You're going to see that word shita a lot when it comes to mavui. Okay, don't get intimidated. It basically is the same thing as making an eruv. When we make an eruv with a chatzer, so the word we're going to use is eruv. When we're talking about a mavui, where the word we're going to use is a shita, but it's the same basic idea. Every chatzer, member of the chatzer, is going to contribute bread into a basket. And because we're unifying an entire mavui, the basket's not going to go into somebody's house, it's going to go into somebody's chatzer. Okay, but it's basically unification of the mavui so that now we can carry in the mavui.
Also need wine for it also.
Huh?
For mavui, do you need wine also?
No, bread would be sufficient. And I know by chatzer, it can only be done with bread. Sheet of mavui can only be done with bread? I don't remember. Okay, right, the Mishnah later on says everything but water and salt, but that's talking about an error for an error for tchum. But I'm digressing now. Okay, the Amar Yehuda Mavui Shel Nishtafa Bo Hechsher Balachi. So if I throw a lachi on the fourth side, Azorg L'Tocha Chayev. So if I throw into such a mavui, you're going to be chayev. Hechsher B'Kore Azorg L'Tocha Pater. But if I correct it with a kore and I throw it inside, I'm going to be potter. So maskev l'Rav Sheshes, time of the lon shafabo. Now, here, a simple question, and this is really important, because this really clarifies the basic nature of an Erev. Meaning, we're making it sound like the Erev is going to give it status of either Rishos Yach or Rishos Rabim. Like, what are you talking about? Hanish shafabo, afil achsher b'kore namichai, v'chi kikar zeh also Rishos Yach or Rishos Rabim. The Gemara here asks, a loaf of bread, is that going to change the status of either Rishos Yachid or Rishos Rabim? Or, better said, will it make it a Rishos Yachid? No. A Rishos Yachid is a structural definition. And whoever contributes bread will not determine whether something is a Rishos Yachid or not. Meaning, if you have a Mavui and it's a cul-de-sac and it's closed, so it is a Rishos Yachid. If I throw an item from the Rishos Rabim into this Mavui, regardless of whether or not there's a Lechir or there's a Kor, it doesn't matter, you're going to be Chayav. So the Gemara says, you're right. So what we meant is the following. We are now going to be talking about a Mavui where you can't make a Shitov, i.e., it's not a Mavui Sasum, it's a Mavui Mefulash. So if I put a lechi on the side, you're going to be chayev. But if I put a beam, then throwing into his potter. Now, what does that mean exactly? I'll tell you what it means. Lechi mishum mechitza. How does a lechi work? What's the mechanism of lechi? It operates like a wall. So once I put a lechi on the side, it's ki'ilu, not ki'ilu. Let's say it better. You have now just added a third wall to this Mavui. Kara Mishum Hacker. And the Kara operates the second hacker. V'chein Amarab. Alachim Mishum Mechitza. V'kara Mishum Hacker. Good. That's one approach of the Gemara. Rav Amar Echadze V'echadze Mishum Hacker. And Rav says, no. That neither Alachi serves as a Mechitza, nor a Kara serves as a Mechitza. Each of these are simply Hekerim. They're reminders that tell you this is where the Mavui ends and this is where the Rishos Rabim begins. And they do not create any legal partition. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava zork l'mavu yesh lo lechi chai vein lo lechi pater. What about the brisa that says that if it has a lechi, you're going to be chai, and if it doesn't, it's pater. Hachi kamar, this is the pshat. Eino tzarech ela lechi. If all it requires is but a lechi, again, i.e., it's a mavui sasam with three walls around, so hazorek letocha chayev, then if you throw into it, you're going to be chayev. Meaning, because it has three walls, it is a reshus yachid. A lechi v'davar acher, however, if it needs a lechi and something else, meaning, well, let's say, either it's the Rosh the Pesach, or let's say, a delis. But in other words, it's not a mavu sasam. It's a mavu mefulash, hazog letocha pater, so then it's not a reshus yachid, and therefore you're going to be pater. Okay, quick recap of today. We'll stop over here. We finished off the discussion of Surah Pesach from yesterday's daf. We talked about the principle of chokikin lahashlim, whether or not if you have wall, can I look as if the wall is carved out? That's a machlokes chin ramein the chachamim. And then we moved on to how to correct your mavui. We have in our Mishnah three opinions. Obviously, the accepted halacha is like Beis Hillel, either a lechi or a korah. Our Gemara then talked about what is the smallest entrance of the mavui where I don't need anything. Answer is four tefachim. Then we moved on to discuss how do you correct the fourth side of a chatzer that's opened up into a reshus rabim or any area that you're not allowed to carry into. Conclusion, either pas arba'a or a lechi on both sides. And then for the remainder of today, And through tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what is a reshus yachid. The conclusion, three walls. We'll start off tomorrow by learning there is a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that two walls creates a reshus yachid, but that's not the accepted halacha. Our accepted halacha is three walls creates a reshus hayachid. Ad Khan, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up. Continue Rufu Shlema for Binyamin Zavakon Ben Shona Rivka, for Rafal Zaka Avram Ben Yakira Avigail. אבי חנאי מן הקשם רצה כשברוך לזעק וצורתי חכיר מן תורמת ושנמה נאי חבית שמעציקו יגדיל תורה וידיר